And of course, again, as I said, I'm your humble host and your fellow fanboy, doing best that I can to enlighten and entertain you with the Hero Smash Show. That's enough for now. Come back soon.
Meanwhile, back on Earth. On Earth.
Yeah.
And back. The time you guys gonna get here? I've been waiting forever, man. Sitting in the arcade, and I'm just like,
wow, back on Earth. How you doing, everybody? Chilling in my room. I'm just trying to get in the mood to do this venture. Some simple plan.
Dreamer.
Storyteller.
I know most
writer.
Dreamer.
Rapper.
Hi. My name is Henry Shell, and this is the real life story behind Planet Shell, the Hero Smash Show, and the many. Many other creative sides of me, which you are about to know.
Make some noise, rock the world before your time runs out. Let them know what you're about and just make some noise. Rock the world, no matter what your game. Make sure the whole world remembers your name. Make some noise, rock the world before my time runs out. You know what I'm about, I'ma make some noise. Rock the world, so when I'm out the game, just to remember my name.
So it's 12:30 at night, Sunday, December 19th, I think. But it's the same day that I recorded the first Hero Smash Show with my little bro, CDH Live. And I'm doing this really quick entry just because I can't sleep. I'm lying in my bed listening to CBC Radio. Everybody else has gone to bed, but I can't sleep. Because I'm still excited from the recording we did. It went really well. But in addition to that, tomorrow I'm supposed to be going to the studio to continue working on my Make Some Noise album that I've been doing slowly over the last year and a half. With the new name, of course, the new virtual group I got called Big Band Theory, but that's another story. So I just figured, since I can't sleep, I'll do a quick entry, one more, today on Meanwhile Back on Earth, and I'll probably go edit some of that stuff before I go to sleep. But right off the bat, I just tell you guys that this entry really is just going to be me. I'm going to throw out a couple more outtakes from my talk with my brother, with him here doing the Hero Smash Show with me, and some more outtakes also of just him listening to the stuff I've been working on in the studio with Deja, the lovely Deja, the young little protege singer that I've had the good fortune to be working with over the last little while. She's really given me some inspiration and being able to work with her and seeing the studio and getting to go in the studio with my friend from when I was a childhood, my childhood buddy, Mike Morgan, to see him doing so well. And his studio is just giving me a nice positive vibe, man. So that's part of the reason why I'm finally able to go in tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to doing that. So I'm excited, nervous at the same time, but you know, what can I say? I've said more than enough now, so I'm going to kind of leave it at that. I just want to say that if you're not a fan of my episodes, Meanwhile Back on Earth episodes, where I'm not addressing you guys directly, but it's mostly just you guys getting an inside look at, you know, me interacting with other people, you guys just getting to eavesdrop on a real-life scenario, you might want to skip this episode altogether, because that's what the rest of this episode is going to be, just listening to the outtakes of me talking and interacting with CDH Live. But other than that, I think you will enjoy it, get a nice inside look at what it's like to pursue the creative life, both from music, Hero Smash Show, and everything in between. So I'm going to leave it at that, get on the PC, the computer, and do my thing, and hopefully I'll fall asleep in time before morning comes again. All right, so enjoy, you guys. Peace.
Okay, so here's the demo.
So it's not on the computer?
No, I just realized I'm putting it through this.
Yeah.
No. Let's do this proper. Play it nice and loud.
If you're by my side, see,
I have
this.
Not the final verse.
Yeah, this is the final verse.
So Thing Studio, nice man, Mike, that's where we go.
Is that where you did this?
Yeah, nice, trust me. Like for 2011, if you're gonna be doing any recording, I suggest seriously go there.
How much is he charging?
$30.
And who's engineering?
He's engineers. He has a partner that engineers, and they have a remote engineer that engineers from across the sea in Jamaica remotely. Yeah. the first session we did with Ganesha, it was the guy in Jamaica was engineering by remote.
What?
Yeah.
That's
it's wicked. I know. Trust me. He has everything. He has every program. Like if you have Pro Tools, Cubase. Does he have Cube? No, I think that's the only one he doesn't have. No, I didn't have any video. Pro Tools, Fruity Loops, Logic. Like he's trying to cover all bases. And what else does he have? He has Mac and PC. Every program, mics. He has like 10 different mics.
Is it a big space?
The space is like, I would call it a mid-sized studio.
Okay.
So it's not big, but it's not small. Actually, technically, it's bigger than Chris. Yeah, it's because he's in his own independent place. Like the actual studio itself, where the control room and the sound booth and all that, yeah, is probably bigger than Chris's.
Okay. How big is the vocal booth?
Vocal booth is probably not as big as Chris. Actually, vocal booth is probably like this room, not this whole room, but like half of this room. Okay. Like my closet there,
yeah,
like the wall here with the closet, right across. So right cut, okay, where me and you are in.
Okay.
But
so it's not really suitable.
It's not for live. No, that's the only thing. Okay. Yeah. But he says he has a studio in Mississauga that he works with that they are specifically for live.
Okay.
So anyone that needs to do live, he just sends them there. That's what they're there for.
For the same rate?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't remember. I didn't get into detail. I didn't even think about asking him that.
If you can give me his contact.
I'll give you his phone number right now before you leave. And you might as well take this before you forget it. But let me get the next song. Maybe the next song. There's only three songs.
Mm.
But and then the other thing is, he has and then they have a lounge. He has a lounge like front area. So he has a lounge there with cable, and he has a cable hookup, video games, internet, are all in the lounge. So you can go there with your. Well, it's not a big deal for you, you don't have kids, but when I went, our last session, Charlotte had to bring the baby with her and everybody, because she didn't know babysitter. So they were all in the lounge. She was, middle one was doing her homework, and then she was on the internet and whatnot. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. While the session's running. And there's a donut shop right downstairs.
So where is it?
It's in Toronto, that's the only thing.
That's not bad for me.
And it's Yorkdale, down the street from Yorkdale Mall.
Okay.
And then this is...
It's Mike Morgan, you said, right?
Yeah. And then this is her middle acapella piece that we put together.
Okay. Do you know the name of the studio?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't have an official name yet, because there's so much...
What's the number?
Let me get my phone.
Do you know what it feels like to be given up on?
Does he have a keyboard there?
Just a studio keyboard. It doesn't have like a full keyboard. Just a, control keyboard. Like a small control keyboard.
Okay.
He has two of them. But she used that there to play this piano right there. That's what she used. She used the control keyboard and played it. Yeah.
You know I'm just a kid. What are my words?
I told him I'm gonna be sending him Pure People in 2011 because I'm just like totally loving it. There. Totally loving it. The piano is not so great because it's a computer, it's not a real piano, but we just did the best we could with what he had there on the fly.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, I don't know, but from what I remember at her house, I liked that sound better.
Of course. Oh, you mean?
The, like, from the piano?
Yeah, of course. Her piano at home is way better. It's a real piano. That one is kind of salt. It is salt compared.
Hmm.
What the heck happened? I'm trying to go to the next song. The last song, just so you can hear it before we go. Before you go. Yeah, this piano is just like play business. And this was the last song. This song, when she went in the very first session, the guy that was doing the remote from Jamaica, he was running the session, and he's like, halfway through the session, he's like, man, I'm going to send this girl a track, man, to sing over, man. Because he's liking her, you know? He's like, so then he sent her this, and this she wrote this herself for him in less than a week. And we just ended up using it for a demo. Memories can erase. Oh, why are you here? When you come, when you come, here we go again, wondering, should I let you in? When you come, I can't help falling, even though it's a long way.
The acapella should go last.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
It's too late now. We already gave it to him. But the acapella is only like a minute. It's not like a full song. But like I said, I'm impressed. Like the chorus, the chorus was already there, but another singer already wrote it and sang it. But the rest of it, she wrote the lyrics and the verses and all that, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like it's two different songs to me. Like it sounds like I would never know if someone else came along after the fact and wrote the verses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it matches.
So do you feel like, was it mixed?
This is not mixed, no.
Okay.
This is not the final, okay, yeah, I forgot to say, yeah, this is not the final, this is just the day we recorded it and then left. We didn't mix it, it's not mixed. I completely forgot about that, yeah. But because of the guy, with, like, for the demo, this is good enough. And the time was running, and something was telling me you need to get in the guy's hands, because something was just irking me, saying, man, we're taking too long. I don't want the opportunity to pass. So sound quality wise, just for him to hear her, this is good enough. You know what I mean? And it turned out I was right, because one bag of pure drama now, her mom is telling me that the kid, her friend, fall out with her parents. So right after she gave him the demo, which was just like 2 days ago, is it 2 or 3 days ago, like in the middle of the week, she basically kicked out of her house, and she's literally actually living at Charlotte's house.
Wow.
So it's like, if we waited any longer, it would have been pure flop. We would have missed it completely. And even now, it's still kind of, now that, you know what I mean? Like, she's not, it's pure worries now, because who knows if he's even going to do anything with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.